head coach of the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, Jeff Ross. Today I'm with Matt Jones, Kevin Harnett, Pat Forty. I'm with Anoush Sariot, Kristen Wall, United States Congressman John Yarman, Sarah Bohanter, and
welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am Podcast Network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So, here's Rick.
And I would like to welcome you to the Rusty Satellite Show, the most interesting podcast in the Ville. We always feature some of the most interesting people on this show in wonderful 12-minute interviews. I've really enjoyed doing. This is the 210th episode of our little program, and very happy to bring you. It's a special themed event, themed show with the Forecastle Festival in town. Now, I know a lot of you folks that are around my age have no interest or won't go anywhere near Forecastle. It's really an event that targets a younger crowd, sort of college age and above. But there's a lot to do over there for anyone, really. It's a wild scene. I've been several times and looking forward to going this year. This time I have, as a guest on the show, Emily Cox, who is a Louisville native, went to Assumption High School and went to the UK, and has had a very interesting career for such a young person. And she is the visual design chief over there. When she told me her title, I said, okay, yeah. What's that mean? Well, she designs everything from the stage sets to the park benches. Every visual thing that you see over there, she helps sponsors put their look together, and she has about 300 people at her disposal to make all this happen. When I went over there on Monday, it was the beginning of their week. She had at least a dozen people around there. They were painting, and I think she said they were creating seaweed with cloth. They were ripping some cloth up and getting ready. So everything you see over there is handmade, and you just gotta it's sort of fascinating to see what's behind the scenes, how these things happen and how they come to be. And in the interview, you'll hear she describes some of the new art events, new art installations that are going on over at Forecastle this year. Just a little bit about Forecastle. So, you know, this is the 15th year of the festival. It started down at Tyler Park, and with very few people there. There will be more than 60,000 people are expected in town. A $20 million economic impact on this 3-day music festival that is has become internationally known. And my second guest, Holly Weiler McKnight, was on here 2 years ago. She is the first maid of the festival. She does everything you can imagine, including handling media requests. I always try to be nice to her, because you like to be able to get in. So anyway, those are my two guests on the show. First of all, I want to tell you that the show is brought to you by the kind folks at Passport Health Plan. I'm doing some new work with Passport in recent days, and am excited about, if you go to Inside of Louisville right now, there is a story about autism that I put together and wrote for them, and it appears in Insider Louisville. Got another one coming up on the way. And my other sponsor is the Eye Care Institute down on Story Avenue in Butchertown. You can get an appointment at 502-589-1500, whether you're looking for a routine vision exam or something more complicated like LASIK, or if you have some sort of other issue with your vision. Eye Care Institute is the place to go. Give them a call, 502-589-1500. All right, well, let's get ready for Forecastle here. And one way to do it is listen to Emily Cox. She's got a lot of enthusiasm and energy for her job. And this was, she told me, her first media interview. So you never forget your first, right? Okay, Emily, she was not nervous. She was very good and very excited about what she does. She does this work at three or four other festivals around the country, and you know, it's amazing that you can get a cool job like this. I guess somebody's got to do it, and she talks about in the interview her path to get to where she is and how much she loves it. and is a big music fan. So anyway, I'm going to let you listen in as I talk with Emily Cox.
I had no use for health insurance, but my mom was always saying, sign up for Passport. And I was like, Mom. She was like, for my peace of mind. It got to be where I needed peace of mind, so I did. Now my mom, she can chill, and I feel pretty good about it too.
Together we can all feel better. Call 1-800-578-0603 and ask for Passport. That's 1-800-578-0603. Passport Health Plan, working together for a healthier Kentucky.
Well, it is Forecastle Week. I'm here with Emily Cox, who is from Louisville and has a really cool job. Emily, welcome into the show.
Thank you.
And welcome home.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
There you go. You're a regular here, of course. Let's start out by telling our audience about this cool job you have.
Okay. I am the director of visual design for AC Entertainment, which means that I do festival design. So it can be, depending on the festival, because we do multiple, anywhere from like helping design the stage scrims to all the art that's on site. So any interactive piece that you can sit on, be on, all the furniture, the VIP area, sponsor activations. I work with a lot of brands on doing unique activations so that they don't just pop up a tent and give out things. And I do that for Forecastle, Bonnaroo, Highwater in Charleston, South Carolina, and Big Ears in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Wow. Well, that sounds like a lot. I know that you just told me you have like 300 people here working, and I'm looking outside this trailer, and there are people like ripping up fabric, and there's people painting, and so you think up all that stuff.
I do. I mean, I'm not going to take credit that it's all from my brain. I do a lot of Googling and come up with, you know, I like to start with an idea of like, wouldn't it be cool if we had, this year we're adding a big angler fish, you know, the fish with, that are deep water with the big teeth and the light in front.
Okay.
And we were talking about how Louisville is known for disco balls. And so we're doing an angler fish with the disco ball as the light. And I was like, oh, what a great idea. And then I Googled it and about 15 million other people have already done it. So yes, I do.
There are no original ideas.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. But yeah, we have girls out there painting seaweed. We have some guys painting waves. Yeah, we do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. And I guess Forecastle must be a lot of fun because you do have this theme, this nautical theme. And so it's been around a long time. So there's all the fish ideas and ship ideas.
Right.
There's still new ones, though.
JK will probably kill me if I get this wrong, but I think that Forecastle means like the bow of a ship or the front of a ship. And he's been doing it forever. And I actually grew up in Louisville on Tyler Parkway, and he grew up on Windsor, right next door. And the first Forecastle was in Tyler Park. So I've known about it since the very, very beginning.
I'm not going to tell you I was one of the 50 people there.
Yeah.
Because that's what everybody says, right?
Right.
I was there for the first one. Yeah, right.
Yeah. So it's always had that theme, and we like to keep going and continuing with that every year, doing new ideas, but staying true to what Forecastle is, because I think JK had a great vision, and we want to keep it close to what it was originally in that way.
Right. And I always kind of focus on, because, you know, you told me the real target audience is 18 to 21 year olds and all that, but I always am interested in the things around the festival other than the music. And I guess you're involved in the design of things like the Bourbon Lodge and all that?
Stephanie Lindsay, who is from Louisville, also is the lead designer of the Bourbon Lodge. She's been with it for a very long time. We do work together on it, but I'm not going to take credit for her beautiful designs in there, because that's what... that's her baby, and she's done a fantastic job with it over the years.
Well, your friends must just, you know, you go hang out with your buddies. They must just think you have the coolest job in the world.
Some of them think I have the coolest job in the world.
You get to go all these shows for free, right?
I do get to go to a lot of shows for free. So I used to work at a booking agency in Nashville, which was the job I took right before I went full-time for AC. And I know so many people through music through that I probably have the least cool job of any of them.
Well, I doubt that. But in order to get to a place like this, now you told me you went to UK. Now, what kind of degree do you get to?
Well, I kind of believe that you just get a degree to say you have one, because you kind of need one for a lot of jobs, unless you want to be a doctor or something.
Right.
I have a degree in marketing and anthropology, which are totally random and have nothing to do with art. But I really wanted to start in college. I decided I wanted to work in events.
Okay.
And I got an internship with the Olympics, Vancouver Olympics, and I went and lived at the Colorado Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs. And after doing that, I was just like, this is definitely what I want to do. But I'm not a big sports person.
Right.
Like, I really am not. Like, I called the hockey arena in Nashville a court recently, and I got a lot of flack for that. But I did that, and then some jobs just kind of spiraled where I came back to Kentucky and I worked for the World Equestrian Games and moved on to Louisville Slugger. And then Forecastle called me to ask me if I wanted to run VIP just on the side. And I thought that would be a cool opportunity. I love music. I always have. And I did it once and was like, okay, I'm quitting this sports thing and definitely going to work in music.
Going in music. Okay. Well, let's talk just a little bit about music, because I like music, maybe just not a lot of the bands that are here, but what's the highlights? Give me a quick run through of why music fans will be at Forecastle.
Oh man, I mean, to me, this is the most interesting musical event that comes to town. It combines a lot of local artists. We have an area called the Party Cove that tends to be a little more electronic, where we take local DJs from around Louisville. Mo McKnight Howe, who runs Revelry Boutique, heads that up and does a fantastic job. And I love that we do local things. We have Teddy Abrams doing a set this year. On top of bringing in the city, which is really important to me, we're bringing in some of the top level talent in the country. I mean, LCD Sound System headlined Bonnaroo last year. That's okay. The biggest festival in the Southeast. It's the largest camping festival in North America. Let's see. And it's a diverse talent. You know, we have hip-hop artists here. We have Sturgill Simpson, who's a traditional country artist.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, heard of him.
Yeah.
And there's really something for everyone. And I do believe that Forecastle is a very family-friendly event. Mm-hmm. And there's something to do beyond music, like the Bourbon Lodge and...
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you about the crowd, because, you know, I know when I talked to JK a few years ago for this show, you know, he told me about all the countries and all that. But where are the attendance figures, if you know?
Where people come from?
Yeah.
A lot from Louisville, mainly from Louisville. But we do have people from all over. I don't really work in the marketing department and know the specifics this year. But we have people, a lot from Nashville come up. We pull from Cincinnati and Indianapolis regionally a lot, but people come from all over. I think once you come to Forecastle once, it's hard not to come back.
Yeah.
I mean, I work a lot of these festivals, and I'm also biased because I'm from here, but the Waterfront Park is one of the most beautiful festival sites. The park is wonderful to work with.
In terms of other, I mean, this music festivals are a great thing for people to do in the summer, and they go go to them. You know, how does this one stack up on the... against the other ones you work at?
It's so different. I think Forecastle is really unique because there's a lot of local people that put a lot of time and energy into this, which most of the other music festivals we work on, it's much more of a people who do this for a living and ship in and go from place to place, which we have that here too. But Forecastle is themed in a way that most festivals aren't as themed as Forecastle is. I think that the venue and the proximity to downtown, the size is really nice, because I don't think there's really a bad view in the house.
Yeah, and I know, and I've walked around and done that before, and I know weather's important, but I also wanted to ask you about art, because, you know, the whole thing started out art, activism, music, okay? Mm-hmm. So the art part, what's involved in that?
Oh, man. I mean, the marketing department and our graphic designers start the day we leave here thinking about next year and what we want to change and do. So my job on site what I see my job as is to make that website come to life, because most of the year that's what you're going to see. And when you step onto Forecastle, I want you to feel transported into the world that we've kind of created for you online. So my job is to create an atmosphere. I like to think of it as like my job is to build miniature Disneylands all over the country for a weekend at a time.
Sure. Now, see, that's what you should tell your friends when they're...
Right. I build miniature Disney Worlds that are themed. And I work
with... This is Tomorrowland.
Yeah. And I really do think that when you step into Forecastle, it's a different world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, certainly, having been there, certainly that's true. I want to ask you a little bit more about your... I mean, you like doing this because you like going to music festivals, and you like bands. So.
Oh, I love bands. I will say that I like working festivals more than I even like attending them, because we're like one big family, my team, the company, AC, as well. I mean, we travel the country together and stay in hotels and go to dinner and are like a little festival family. My return rate, I'd say 90% of the people working visual design have done it before. Okay. We look forward to doing it every year together, and we do everything from painting to woodwork to metalwork to performance art. We have stilt walkers. We have Swallows puppeteers in from Louisville.
Where are these, like the people you hire, the 300 people, where do they come from? Are they art students, or are they just people that like to hang out?
A lot of those people are... I request bulk numbers of volunteers that go through our volunteer department at Forecastle, and they're usually local. Mm-hmm. I request like 30, 40 volunteers a day, and then I have a staff that are a lot local, but I choose some captains or like team leaders. I usually put a leader on every project,
right?
Every art project, so I know that they're watching it at all times. And most of them have been interns for me at Bonnaroo or here.
Okay.
And have just like gone above and beyond and shown interest and followed up and said I want to work. And I'll bring people to Louisville from Nashville that work festivals in Bonnaroo. Just if you have the heart, there's nothing more than the heart.
So people that want to do this, what do they just get a hold of you through the website, I guess?
Most of the time I reach out to people. I'll call around people I know in Louisville and say, hey, you know a painter, or, you know, we have a teacher from Sacred Heart who does a lot of our art here. I went to Assumption, but we let her in. And she's fantastic. You know, I rely on Mo McKnight Howe, who runs Revelry Boutique, for a lot of artistic ideas, because I want to hire as many local artists as possible.
Okay.
And then for the more managerial roles, I'll bring people in that I've just worked with and we have a good relationship and I trust, because it's a lot of money moving around. There's a lot of supplies, drills, things.
Well, sure. And so there's a lot going on. This is my last question. We've got to wrap it up here.
But
this is all planning. You're here a week in advance, working crazy hours, getting this done. Once the show starts, what do you do?
Oh, we still work. We're gearing up for the loadout, organizing all of our stuff, how we're going to load it out, making spreadsheets. And then we have performance art, like I said, the stilt walkers and puppeteers, etc., that go on throughout the weekend. And we house them back in our area, and they have shifts. We have lifeguards that do dancing on a lifeguard chair at the front of the festival. We have shows on the Party Cove boat that go. So we're really working through and through. If something breaks, we're here to fix it.
Okay. And you must mark at least one or two bands that you want to stop.
Oh, yeah. This year I'm definitely going to see Sturgill Simpson. Hands down, that's the number one thing I want to see. And, oh, man. And Joseph. Joseph is a trio of girls that I love, and I'm going to go see them. So those are my two ones.
All right. Well, Emily, I know it's only Monday. I know you got a big week ahead of you, but good
luck.
Thank
you. Thank you so much. I'm sure we'll be great. So.
Hi, this is Alec Voles, co-host of the What Happens Next podcast on Louisville.am. We talk about improv each week with We Are the Louisville Improvisers. With Chris Anger and Brian Hines and Jenny.
Where's my water?
Okay. Well, right now we're just having a few treats. So we hope you can listen. Find us at Louisville.am. in iTunes, or using the Stitcher app on your iPhone or Android device.
And welcome back to the Rusty Satellite Show. This is Rick Redding, your host. Been doing this for 4 years now, if you can believe it. Had some great people on the show and a rare returning guest. Stay tuned, because Holly Weiler McKnight, the first mate of Forecastle, is my guest in the second part of the show, and more and more about Forecastle. But I really enjoyed talking with Emily Cox. It's fun to be downtown at this time of year when something big is going on. It's just a very exciting time. Forecastle is not the only thing going on this weekend. As you may not know, for a while there down at the Fraser Museum, there has been a Jennifer Lawrence exhibit devoted to her Hunger Games movie franchise, and this is pretty exciting. Jennifer herself is coming home for the weekend. Two big events at the Fraser Museum. Our friend Andy Trinan is in a video on the Courier Journal with Kirby Adams. You ought to check that out if you're interested in all things J-Law. But Jennifer is coming to town for this fundraiser for her foundation, which does a lot of good things, gives away a lot of money. It's all a great thing. I have, of course, tried to get Jennifer on the show. I'm surprised she hasn't responded yet, but, you never know. I'm available, Jennifer, if you happen to be listening to this episode. I'm available for to do the interview. But the event on Friday, there's just a lot of cool things. The Crashers are going to be there, and some other musical acts like the Lincoln Bridge. So imagine what it's going to be like Friday night downtown in Louisville with Forecastle going on and this big event at the Fraser Museum. I would say that it's very likely that it's tough to get a hotel room downtown right now. I haven't tried that, and my Airbnb home in J-Town is also booked. So it's amazing the things that are going on in Louisville. As I see the Omni going up and all the other construction, there's like four or five different hotels going up around town, especially around the downtown area. And there was a lot of talk about these things, but now they're actually going up in the air, and that's very exciting too. So I'm very excited. In fact, I thought for this show, I have a few projects that I've been watching and keeping track of that I'll share with you. And one is already open, and actually, as I was waiting for Holly today, I had about an hour, and I went into Nulu, and I knew about Daryl Goodner's new ice cream shop at Louisville Cream over there. It's in Nulu, really close to the Harvest Restaurant, and I went in there and had this thing called the Ann Arbor something, and it was chocolate ice cream with marshmallows and Oreo cookies in it. Just probably terrible for me, but anyway, they have some great innovative flavors over there. I certainly recommend the bourbon smoked pecan. That's a really good flavor they have over there. But very creative, innovative flavors. A great backstory. I did an interview with Daryl Goodner, the founder, back in, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago for Eat, Drink, Talk, and I just love the story. I love the story about how he started making ice cream for his friends and got some weddings and got it going, and now they've got a scoop shop open right there in Nulu. So that's a change that's going on there if you get down to Nulu. I know, and I'm always interested, as I drive around town, I see signs pop up and about projects I didn't know about. You know about the Gravely Brewing Company? I checked them out on Facebook, and they put a new sign up this week, and the sign and on their Facebook page it says soon. So I don't know how far away they are, but it's supposed to be a music and brewery venue. It's right there in Phoenix Hill. I guess up from Baxter Jack's is the nearest landmark there. Baxter Jack's there at Lexington Road and Bardstown Road, or Baxter. And so what this town really needs is another brewery, right? So it's coming. Breweries, I'm just rambling on here, but the J-Town Summer Craft Beer Fest was last weekend. I hope you got a chance to get out there. It was packed. They sold out. And I poured a lot of beer for people. I volunteered for the J-Town Chamber, and it's their big event. I have made this suggestion, and I don't know if anybody's going to listen to me, but once a year is not enough for that event. There's no reason that J-Town can't have, at least twice a year, but I would say quarterly, to have the beer fest. I am a little critical sometimes of the leadership out there. I know that, they had a pub crawl about 2 years ago where they closed the streets and let people walk around like they do in other parts of town, or they have trolley hops on Frankfort Avenue or downtown. And J-Town could do that, but they just don't seem to be able to put it together and make it happen. There are now enough venues. There's the Rec Bar. There's the Third Turn Brewery. There's Louie Louie's Restaurant. There's El Nopal on the corner there. There's enough night spots and things to do there that I think the area could support a special event on a regular basis. And of course, everybody in J-Town is still wondering what's going to happen on the corner of Taylorsville Road and Watterson Trail, where there is a quality exhaust building that has a sale pending sign on it. And all the economic development officials in town are mum when it comes to trying to find out what's going on there. Okay, out in that part of town, there's some other things going on. I don't know if you noticed, right across from the mall on Shelbyville Road, the Texas Roadhouse is under construction. It used to be a Logan's there. And rather than just reformat the building, they tore it down. And coming out of the ground now is a brand new Texas Roadhouse. That'll probably be ready in a few months. A bigger deal is at the corner of Shelbyville Road and Hurstbourne Parkway, where this big piece of land, an outside Cincinnati-based firm, is talking about developing a large hotel and basically tearing down a bunch of buildings, except for the one that houses P.F. Chang's. But the buildings that house, like, one of my favorite places, Brownie's the Shed, and is slated to be torn down, and this whole thing is going to be reborn and new. There are some new apartments, like right next door. It's a growing part of the city, and something to pay attention to. I heard a long time ago that they were trying to get an Omni hotel to match the one downtown. They like to have one in the suburbs as well, but the developers are mum on what hotel brand is the one they're talking about putting in there. It could be on the scale of the Marriott that's out in J-Town in the industrial park. So that's a big development too. So, you know, if you drive around town, you see a lot of things going on, a lot of things that could happen and are in the process of happening. So I thought I'd update you on that this week. That's part of the Rusty Satellite Show. But the big thing this week, of course, is Forecastle. And I don't know if you're like me, but I don't know many of the bands that are playing because I just don't. But I do know that Sturgill Simpson is a big act, a big act. He's playing Saturday night at 7:15. If you want to mark that, that will probably be the most popular show of the 63 acts I think that are playing at Forecastle this year. Also, though, one of my other favorites, Teddy Abrams, has put together an ensemble of some of his friends to play, and they go on at Friday at 9 o'clock. And as you'll hear from Holly, there are a bunch of after parties and other types of parties associated with Forecastle, and it's just a all weekend bash, really. And I understand there's some rain in the forecast on Friday, but after that it should be great. And so if you've never been, I certainly recommend you get out there and see what Forecastle is all about. And you'll want to even more after you listen to this interview with Holly Weiler McKnight, who she has a real job, a regular job, and she has a new baby and is married to the captain, J.K. McKnight, who is one of the guests on the first, I think he was in the third show that we ever did here at the Rusty Satellite Show. So anyway, I think you'll find it interesting. What I did, I flagged her down. I got her on, we did our interview on a golf course, on a golf cart right on Witherspoon Street next to the main entrance for Forecastle. So there may be some sounds in the background that show a lot of activity going on. But anyway, Holly and I had a good time having that talk, and I want to share it with you right now.
Hey, this is Dan Vonderhyde.
Stephanie White.
And we are 40-ish.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
We talk about it every week on the 40-ish podcast. What do we talk about?
Wisdom. We drop some wisdom and just everything that's going on in our lives that relates to what might be going on in yours.
We have guests. We talk to people on the street. We're dropping knowledge all over the place. You can hear it every Wednesday. Comes out on Louisville.am.
Here I am with the first mate of Forecastle, Holly. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
I hardly ever say welcome back. it's great to have you. You were on here 2 years ago. We talked about Forecastle, and it just continues to be a successful event, right?
We're super excited. This is our 15th year, so it's going to be obviously the biggest and best yet. Gearing up for 3 days of music, art, and environmental activism. It's a party with a purpose.
I tell you, 60,000 people come to town for this, and I think I read a story where what percentage are from out of town? It's a pretty high number.
Yeah, it's about between 50 and 60%.
Wow.
So a lot of friends from out there. So what's special about this? What is the, you know, I talked to your design person, Emily, about this. But I don't ever know the bands that come to Fort Castle because I'm old. But what are the big acts that people are going to come to see?
Well, I mean, you know, we have over 70 acts over 3 days. Lots of names you might know. Lots of names you might not know.
I know Sturgill Simpson.
Sturgill, obviously, Kentucky guy. Grammy winner, big deal. Obviously, we're super stoked for that. We have LCD Sound System and Odessa and Weezer and PJ Harvey. And the list just goes on and on. And, you know, I think our booking team does such a great job of kind of knowing what's cool, but also knowing what's not cool yet, but it will be cool. And so I think, you know, one thing I always like to say is, like, you may come to see your favorite band, but you'll leave with a new favorite band.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, as I'm always curious about this. I probably asked you last time. What's a first mate do?
First mate does so many things. mostly I do media relations for the festival. So I'm out here in my golf cart this week.
You do it all. You came out here in the hot sun in a golf cart just to do this Rusty Satellite.
Exactly. driving around all the TV stations and helping them get B-roll and setting up interviews. I have been, until very recently, very active on the Fort Castle Foundation board, served as chairman last year, and then decided to roll off because the captain and the first mate had a baby this year.
Yay!
So I needed to scale back just a little bit so that I could juggle, you know, my real job, my Fort Castle job, my child.
And, child, you know, job number one. How's parenthood? We must ask.
It's great. It's awesome. My baby's been sleeping through the night since she was 2 months old, so we can't complain about that. She's a perfect little angel. She'll be making an appearance at Fort Castle this weekend. So, you know.
She'll be able to say, like, in 30 years, I was here when I was...
I was there when,
when I was one.
Not even. She was four months old.
Just like those, you know, all those people around town. You go around town, you find thousands of people who say they were at the first Fort Castle.
Right? Oh, yeah. Oh, you wouldn't believe how many people were at the first Fort Castle. By their accounts, there were at least, like, 5,000 people there. But in reality, maybe you've seen the pictures. I've seen the pictures. There was, like, we say 50. That's pretty generous.
That's a lot. Well, that's funny. Well, certainly Fort Castle's grown a lot, and it's a big part of, you know, the story I read in today was about how many organizations around town benefit from it being here. And I understand there's it's going to be here for a long time. There's sort of a deal made.
Yeah, so a couple years ago, we signed a five-year deal committing to Waterfront Park. So we have a few more years left on that contract. We're doing about a $20 million economic impact on the city. About 50 of the people, you know, 50% of the people are coming in from out of town. So we fill a lot of hotels. We have a lot of people that, you know, will come to the festival, but also, you know, they're going to go to the restaurants, they're going to go to the bars.
I couldn't believe when I was talking to Emily, 300 people just on her crew making stuff. You must have a lot more than that working on the whole thing.
Oh yeah, there's hundreds of people, hundreds. I don't even know what the number is, but it's, there's a lot, and it's a great mix of paid experts, volunteers, just a really dedicated set of people that, you know, many of them have come back year over year.
Yeah. Well, it's fun. I'm sure it's fun for all of them. I've met a few people already that are in from out of town. I did want to ask you a little bit about your other job. You have a real job.
I do have a real job.
Other than this and the baby, and that's a 21C. How's that going?
It's great, you know. 21C is rocking and rolling. We are on a rapid growth path over there. We opened our most recent hotel in Nashville in May. So I actually missed that because I was, you know, at home with a new baby.
Okay.
But it is just, you know, going gangbusters down there. Nashville is a hot, hot market. So we now have 8 properties.
Okay.
Seven properties. Seven.
Your responsibilities, I know you do PR for the hotel, it's for all of them,
mm-hmm.
not just Louisville.
Yeah, so we have We have 7 now. Louisville, okay. Lexington, Cincinnati, Bentonville, Oklahoma City, Durham, North Carolina, and Nashville.
Not running out of colors yet for the Penguins.
We've got a whole rainbow lined up. We got a whole rainbow to choose from.
Are there more coming? Where are they?
Tell
me a secret.
We've got 2 that are kind of in progress right now. Kansas City is next up on the list. That's Kansas City, Missouri. It is going to be open, probably mid-year next year. And then we have a project in Miami, which we're super excited about. And that is in the very, very early phases of design. Wow. So we don't really have a timeline for that yet. But okay. But I suspect it'll be, next couple years.
All right. Well, let's get back to Vorkastle. Tell me, it must be, you've been doing this a long time, strange stories from the media?
I mean,
how far do they come from?
Oh, from all over. This year we have some journalists from Rolling Stone, France.
Wow.
So pretty far.
That's pretty far.
But, all over the country. And the feedback really that I get mostly from the journalists is just that they love Vorkastle because they love Louisville. It's such a welcoming, friendly city. They love the festival because it's easy to navigate. I guess we're just, more hospitable. Than the average bear.
You're right. And I want to ask you, for our audience members that don't know, this is a whole family affair for you. It is that you still got that crazy guy that does security?
Kelly McKnight. He's a maniac.
He is a wild man.
Also known as my father-in-law. my father-in-law does security. My sister-in-law does the Party Cove. If you've been familiar with that, she sets that up. She's been a big asset to visual design. My husband, founder of the festival. And, my mother-in-law has done kind of all different jobs throughout the years. She was really involved with the foundation. But actually, this year, she has the most important job of all.
And that's babysitting.
Babysitting.
All right. Well, that is key because it's not possible for you to be here without that. So... That is just amazing. Now, one thing about Vorkastle that I've noticed in the last 5 years or so, maybe it's longer than that, I don't know, but there's all these other events, other than the 3-day festival of all this music and all that. It's before parties, after parties.
Yeah, we have
you guys.
We kick off tomorrow.
Encourage that, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Well, these are all events that we're producing. So we don't let anybody take the Vorkastle name and run with it. We're very close to, the standards of what we want, presented with our name on it.
Those
so
renegades that do poor castle. You got to watch them.
It's all in good fun. And it's for charity, so
yeah.
We let it go. We have a kickoff party tomorrow, Thursday, at Against the Grain, which is always a lot of fun. And then we have after parties, late night shows that go on all weekend long on the Belle of Louisville, Mercury Ballroom, Headliners. The one I'm most excited about is Preservation Hall Jazz Band out of New Orleans. They'll be playing on the Belle of Louisville Saturday night.
Wow.
And they're just awesome. If you haven't seen them before,
they
played the festival a couple years ago and have done another set on the Belle before, and they're just too fun.
Is this all work for you, or you still manage to have some fun?
The work is fun. The work is the fun. I mean, I'm not here for my health.
Yeah.
But I do, I'm
You wouldn't
here.
Do it if you weren't getting paid, but...
No, actually, that's not true. I don't get paid. I don't get paid. I've never gotten paid. I'm here for fun. And that's why, that's why I have a real job. That's why 21C helps me pay the bills.
There you go. Well, it's media type, so there's always people trying to get in free, right?
Yeah.
That's the one thing.
Oh, yeah.
You got to have a good story with that.
Oh, I have everything. I have, I have a fashion label. Today I got a call. We're scouting models. Can we get media passes? No, you're not media. so that's reviewing the media credentials that's always fun. It's always a fun activity for me. I get a few laughs and pull out a couple hair. Not too many, though. I don't sweat it.
Well, good. And I want to get to one last thing because I think it's a big deal that's grown a lot in the last few years, the Bourbon Lodge. Tell me how that has grown and why I would want to go in there. I think because it's the main air-conditioned place on the property, right?
Well, and bourbon. Yeah, you forgot. Bourbon. You're missing the key point there.
Air conditioning and bourbon. I think that's a good reason to take a break.
You know, the Bourbon Lodge started about 6 years ago, and the first year that we did it, there was one bourbon celebrity, if you will, one of the brands, mm-hmm. who we asked to participate in this new thing we were going to do called the Bourbon Lodge, and he laughed, and he said, no one is going to drink bourbon in the summer. So we had a few other brands that, you know, took a shot and came out and supported us, and we started the Bourbon Lodge, and the line was out the door the whole weekend. So the following year, we expanded to a bigger footprint, and now you'll find it on the South Great Lawn. We have over 30 bourbons that you can walk in at any point in the festival and try.
And people are drinking it here in the summer.
Oh, yeah. And people are drinking it in mass quantities.
Does it cost? It costs extra to get in, right?
You have to have tickets to come, tickets to get in. You can do a Bourbon Lodge membership in advance that gets you a special commemorative mug and some drink tickets. As long as you have a drink ticket, you can come in and go. Come and go.
Okay.
One thing that's cool that we're doing this year that we're really excited about is we're doing a rarities bar. So there will be, throughout the weekend, we'll have a schedule of rare bourbons that will be released at specific times. Okay. And very super limited quantities of, I mean, we're talking like orphan barrels, like really hard to find bourbons.
Okay.
That you can't just walk to a store and buy. And once they're gone, they're gone. So on the app, you'll get a schedule of when those are going to be released. You can go and line up and get your shot at some pretty special stuff. Also, we've got Fred Minnick and Brad Williams from Liquor Barn and a whole host of distillers and bourbon experts that'll be doing educational panels all weekend.
Well, I know those guys, and you're right, they know what they're talking about. So it's all great. Well, we're all set then. We're ready to go.
Fort ready
Castle,
to go.
15.
We're almost ready to go. We'll be ready to go on Friday afternoon.
All right. For our listeners that want to go to the Fort Castle Festival, there's a great app. You go to your app store and get the Fort Castle Festival app. And I guess you can buy tickets at the door, too.
Tickets at the door or fortcastlefest.com.
Excellent. All right, Holly. Let's do it again in a couple of years.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Well, now you must know everything you need to know about Fort Castle. The festival starts on Friday, and there's a lot going on. Thanks to Holly and to Emily for both sitting down with me and talking about the ins and outs, the insider's view of what's going on at the Fort Castle Festival this weekend. We record this show at the Louisville.am studios in St. Matthews. Really appreciate my good buddy Dan Vonderhyde, who provides this, and a long time ago talked me into being a podcast host. It's a lot of fun, and I really enjoy it. I've met a lot of great, great people over the years. If you've got a suggestion about someone who ought to be on the show, certainly I am interested in anybody that's doing anything cool, especially in the areas, I do a lot on food and drink, restaurants, bars, sports figures. I do entrepreneurs are probably my favorite, and people associated with great events, nonprofits, etc. We've had them all right here on the Rusty Satellite Show, and I really enjoy bringing them to you. So that's what the show's about. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome, and I certainly encourage you to get in touch with me, Rick Redding. I'm all over the internet. Probably you can probably go to Facebook and find me as quickly as anything else. But I also operate the website, LouisvilleKY.com. It's the pulse of the city. You'll find a bunch of stories about things that are going on in the city right there on LouisvilleKY.com. RustySatelliteShow.com is where you'll find this show, and you can find a great archive of 200-plus shows of interviews with the people that are really making things happen right here in my hometown of Louisville, Kentucky. It's all brought to you by my good friends at Passport Health Plan and from the Eye Care Institute. Thank both of those great organizations for being a part of this show and helping me make this happen each and every week. So until next week, this is Rick Redding signing off for the Rusty Satellite Show.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter too, at Ricky Redding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to LouisvilleKY.com, the pulse of the city.
Airplanes into buildings every time.